Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon, or I should say evening, and welcome to another episode of Herbert Brown for Talking Radio. And I have the pleasure of introducing today Rebecca, who is another OC model. Hello, Rebecca. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. For those of you who don't know yet or haven't heard Rebecca yet, she's one of the new models I'm working with. And I've invited her to come on to give her, you know, perspective and thoughts of being a new model who's just starting out. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's good. Now, for those who historically don't know who you are just yet, and we'll have your pictures up in, on the site in the next couple of days. And now, just to tell everyone, you are a new model, correct?
Yes, I am. Brand new.
Brand new. Now, since you've never modeled before, what got you interested in the offer after talking to me about everything?
It just sounded like a really good, you know, idea to start doing, and something different, you know, just not the same old boring day-to-day stuff, you know, something exciting and something new to do.
That's pretty cool. And with someone as with no experience, now that you've, like, done a shoot and have, like, kind of got started, how do you feel about the whole process so far? I mean, for someone who's just starting new, who's, like, never done this before, how do you feel about, you know, being seen out there and being promoted and having, you know, your picture being seen as a model now?
At first it was kind of like a little awkward. Like, I didn't know what to do, either smile, look at the camera, or look away. But after a little bit, you know, you kind of get that feeling of it. I mean, you know, first time it's a little bit nervous and, like, I don't know, people walking by and looking at you, you know, it's a little awkward.
Yeah, it's something here often, just, you know, people not used to just, you know, being out there and being seen. And cause, I mean, it's just something that people take for granted, having their pictures taken all the time just for fun. You know, people just put their pictures up in their profiles, but for actually to do it as a model in that context, it's always a little bit different for everyone. And so that's why people get a little bit nervous, you know, having basically, you know, being put on a spot for the first time really in a picture like that. Now, for someone who's just starting out, if you, now that you've, like, you know, got started and had a chance to, like, really get a feel for it, what advice would you give for someone who else who's just starting out, who just, you know, hadn't had a chance to, like, really get into modeling yet, who is just breaking into it like you are?
Just be yourself, you know, don't try too hard, because then you could see it in the photos, you know, you just be yourself and just have fun, you know, it's nothing to be, I don't know, like, that nervous about, or, how do you say it, like, I don't know, you know, some people say that, like, modeling, you get used to it, or you should be a natural, but not everybody's like that. I don't feel like a natural doing it, you know, but sometimes you just gotta put yourself out there and try something new.
Definitely, because some people who are just, you know, they take pictures for fun, like I said, and didn't really ever think about doing, you know, going even further with it into modeling. But, yeah, I'm definitely just have to be a natural for it. And some people who are just naturally photogenic, but they don't really see themselves as a model because, you know, it's this whole, almost like a stigma sometimes to where, you know, people have, you know, this idea of what a model should be and should look like. And that's why I like working with different people who have different, very different looks. That way, you know, can really focus on people who do have the real potential, but maybe not that mainstream idea of what a model is or the mainstream look that you see everywhere. And something that I love to really focus on and play around with is, you know, find people who are do have that natural potential and really work with them, have given a chance to get into modeling, and so that people I'm working with, they know there are seven different ways to define what a model is.
Yeah. At first, I'm like, what are you talking about, me being a model? I'm a size 11. I'm just like, I don't think so. Aren't models supposed to be skinny?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's another, because I work with girls who are, you know, skinny, thick, you know, very curvy, and I've had models, you know, the same size as you or some a little bit more curvy, depending on, just, you know, it's really all about the person's potential, and I really, like I'm telling people, I really go, just don't stress over the size of the model, just all about who they are. As far as, you know, now that you've had a chance to really get into it and kind of go forward with it and have a chance to really start on like a possible long-term modeling career, what do you want to focus on as a model, as where you want to go with it, like how far do you want to go, it's like what are your goals so far as a new model?
Well, my goals right now are just, you know, to have my picture out there and, you know, to see what kind of offers I get and see how what kind of modeling I could do, like either just makeup or just a face shot or hair or something, you know, because, you know, I can't do like a bikini thing. I'm way not comfortable with that. So it's like just like somebody doing my hair and taking a photo or, you know, something like that. I don't expect to get like extremely famous or anything. I don't really want to become famous because then more people and paparazzi and that kind of thing. I'm not down with that. So, I mean, it's just, you know, something different to do and something fun, you know. I mean, a lot of people just, like, go to work and come home and that's it, you know. And some of us young people are looking for something different to do instead of just go out and party and drink and act stupid. So, you know, this kind of, you know, takes, you know, some of the time away from, you know, work and family or whatever and just go and be yourself. Do something that, you know, makes yourself feel better. Having somebody taking pictures of you, you're like, oh, my gosh, you know. You're just like, oh, somebody likes me. Somebody, you know, notices me or, you know. It's just, you know, I feel like it makes me feel a little bit better when I see my photos or whatever. I'm just like, oh, look, it looks so pretty. And some people with, like self-esteem issues or something, and I'm just like, oh, look. You know. It's just something different to do.
That's cool. And when you talk about self-esteem, I mean, do you think that this has changed your self-esteem at all since you started?
Actually, yeah, it has. I mean, you know, I'm not the skinniest looking girl, but I think I'm kind of pretty, and I've always had self-esteem issues once I was growing up, and, you know, and I kind of always, like, kept it to myself, like, my little secret, you know? And just, like, if I take pictures of myself and put on MySpace or something, like, everybody comments. I'm like, oh, you know, like, it feels good to have people take pictures of you and want that attention and have other people, you know, like, other clients and people like that want to take your picture and their clothes or their jewelry, you know? It helps self-esteem.
Yeah,
help
very much. Yeah, it's definitely something, you know, I do recommend for people, you know, they don't feel like a model yet or don't even really see themselves as a model yet. I'll just recommend just go ahead and get started and just, you know, see how it feels. And like I told many models when they got started, pretty much the worst thing happens, you know, you end up hating it or, you know, you can just walk away from it if you don't really, not really into it. And you're just like, oh my gosh, it's so horrible. It's like, you know, it's like too much attention. And because, I mean, even some people who, like, you know, do want the little self-esteem boost, sometimes it can be a little too much, you know, for them to be the main focus throughout the whole shoot or the entire time. But yeah, it's something, you know, I always try to, like, you know, encourage a model self-esteem, even though those who are already confident in themselves or can still get a little loopy, a little, you know, unsure of themselves when they come to shoot. And because I've even had models who've had a couple years experience who've done it for a while, and they still get, like, really, really nervous, and they'll get their little OCD moments where they have to, you know, walk in with the absolute perfect hair, or if they see a smudge on their makeup, they'll, like, go back and, like, redo it, you know, the whole thing, like, wiping everything else. I mean, something like that is not just, you know, that happens to new models. It happens to models who have been there for a while. And one model in particular I'm working with, I won't mention her name because I don't want to embarrass her or anything, but just, you know, someone I know that I've known for about 3.5 almost 4 years now, who is, you know, just another amazing person to get to work with. And to this day, she still, like, you know, stresses mother for suit. And when I'm, like, when I'm scheduled to meet up with her, she'll still, like, call and text me, like, you know, half hour before the photo shoot, say, is this outfit being okay? It's like, is my makeup okay? Because I had this red lipstick on, and it's like, wait a second, I think maybe the wrong lid, wrong shade of lid, it's like, could be a little darker. It's like, let me see your picture real quick and to make sure. It's like, wait a second, I think and I just had to, like, get her to calm down and just relax, because, I mean, it just happens to pretty much, not everyone, but a lot of people, to the majority of people who, get into it. And so, I mean, even like after a couple years of modeling, she still has the moments where she freaks out a little bit. She gets very self-conscious, where I have to, like, you know, just get her to slow down and just, like, you know, have her breathe for a few minutes. And like I said, this, I mean, after almost 4 years, she still does this, you know, every now and then. She's gotten used to, like, you know, just being able to just get in front of the camera and just doing it. But
yeah,
but you know, there are just moments where she's, you know, she's being that 11-year-old girl who's just, you know, so conscious about everyone looking at her. It's like, no, don't look at me. It's like, that's perfect. I mean,
yeah,
as far as
that, you know, I don't think I'd be that anal about it. I mean, like, sometimes, like, if your makeup is messed up or whatever, it can make the photo look different, you know, different than the, you know, straight lace, you know, cover girl type thing, you know. It can make it look interesting if there's, like, a little smudge here and there.
Yeah, and again, there's been some times where, you know, I've done, like, a little smudge or, you know, something on purpose, just, you know, give it a little different edge to it. Or, and another thing is, like, you and a few of the most members have piercing and tattoos. It's something I say often to everyone that, you know, if you have tattoos, you have piercings, don't stress, it's fine, it's who you are. And same thing with, like, you know, people who really have fun with their makeup is, because I have some girls I work with who tend to, enjoy, like, really dramatic makeup on the photo shoots just to give themselves a new look, to where they can go from completely natural to a naturally beautiful look on some suits, to where they want that very theatrical makeup to, you know, to really bring out something different about them, to whether they're, you know, whether it's highlighting their eyes or highlighting their cheekbones or their jawline, to play up something different like that. And something I always encourage models to do, if they want that done and they want to come to shoot like that, I tell them just go ahead and come to shoot like that, or I can, like, you know, ask someone to do it for them. And, like, just basically, you know, I don't really mind them playing off different ideas like that for a photo shoot, because it's going to be in their portfolio. So, I mean, it's going to be representing who they are and their personality. And as I can never say enough that the most important thing to represent in any suit, any picture, is your personality. And even if something you're doing something a little bit different, to where I thought girls go from completely girl to girl, then they want to do something completely opposite. To where kind of they've done punk or gothic, or they've done, like, a completely skater girl kind of thing, or something, like, you know, completely dramatic from what they are, and to have fun with it. And that's something, like I said, I encourage it a lot, because it represents, you know, they're like, you know, courageous and adventurous spirits. So it's something that, you know, if they feel like they're really up to it, then go for it. And as I tell everyone, I've even had people ask, you know, different models if they want to try different looks, and I've talked to them about it, I've pitched the idea to them, say, hey, you know what, this is what I'm hearing, and this is what they will have in mind for you, do you want to do it? I mean, if it's something you want to go for, then let's do it, let's have fun with it. If not, then just, you know, just don't stress about, you know, really feeling like you have to do it if you really don't want to. And that's something that's, you know, it's always about just having fun with it. And right now I am seeing about 20 or so callers on the switchboard, and a few more coming in. So for those of you calling on the switchboard, if you do want to speak or have questions, press 1. That way I know you don't want to talk, and you may maybe ask me or Rebecca a few questions about mulling and everything. So don't feel shy about calling in and chatting with us a little bit. So I had one person in 818. Who did have their hand up on the switchboard. So if you do want to talk on 818 caller, please put your hand back up. If there's a mistake, just let me know. And if not, feel free to chime in and let me know that you do want to speak. Now, as far as you said, you maybe not you were saying before they don't want to be super famous, but if that something does come up for you, say if someone, my offer comes in for you that, you know, to be on a magazine cover or to be featured in that is going to be nationwide, say, like, for example, let's say someone from Levi's calls when you do being one of the ads, it's going to appear in, like, in a national magazine ad, and it's going to appear, like, in some of their stores, and, you know, something like that. If something came up for you that is, you know, something that is major but not, you know, massively huge, would you want to go for it? I mean, it's something that big, one of your goals, but as a model?
Yeah, like, I would totally do it, no doubt. It's just, you know, it's kind of, like, exciting if, you know, if you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be in this magazine, you know, it's a totally new thing from just, like, maybe just a couple ads in a newspaper or, you know, wherever. I mean, I'd totally do it if, you know, like, maybe it's probably going to be my first time doing it and my last, you know, why not? Why not go for it? Keep that magazine, you know, and show it to your grandkids or something, you know, like, I would totally go for it.
That's pretty cool, because I know I have had some models who have had the chance to really go for that kind of exposure, that kind of attention from different companies, different people who have national ads going on, who have this one model who I worked with not that long ago recently did a billboard ad that appeared in a few billboards around L.A. and Hollywood area, and she was, like, totally psyched about it, and was, like, really excited to do it, and she got a chance to do it. She went to the shoot, and she had a lot of fun on it, but afterwards, she, like, you know, kind of felt, you know, a little awkward, and the only regret, well, a semi-regret that she got has afterwards that she was recognized a lot, because she lives in the same area where the billboard was featured. Like I said, there's, if I remember correctly, she remembered to mention it was at least three or four. And pretty much all of them are pretty much in the same area where she lives. So she did, you know, honk that several times. A few guys who were kind of stopped her at different places saying, hey, don't I know you from that? You know, aren't you this, you know, aren't you this one girl from this thing? Say, don't I know you from somewhere? That kind of thing. So that's kind of, you know, that's, she enjoys that she's being recognized, but also she doesn't like it because, just because, you know, she does have, you know, a boyfriend who is an almost fiancé. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's, you know, one of those things where it's, she loves it that she's being seen, but also she's kind of, like, put back a little bit by it because she is getting, like, you know, a little more attention so soon after
the
ad. The
attention is from the guys. It's not from the girls.
Yeah,
the attention
exactly.
Is coming from the guys, and then she's just like, I'm taken, you know, like, calm down. I'm not, you know, thanks for noticing me, but back off. I totally understand.
But yes, I mean, but after she, like, you know, told me that, I just told her, you know, just relax. I mean, you did know this was going to happen. It's expected. So, you know, don't let it get to you too much and just take a few deep breaths. Just know that, you know, now that you're seeing that much, you know, it's going to keep happening and you're going to keep getting service. Just, you know, don't have your guard up to the point where you just bite people's head off when they say hi to you. Just know that, you know, this is what happens, and she's, you know, keeps getting other offers in, and just let it go with it, and just, like, relax, and just know that this is all part of the process, and just realize that there are celebrities who have been dealing with that kind of stuff for years and continue to be, you know, like you said about, you know, being posted by paparazzi randomly for some places, so don't feel too bad about that. I see one caller on the switchboard, 949. Did you have a question? Hello? Okay, I guess he changed his mind, or she changed his mind. She changed her mind. So I'm going to skip over. So, yes, just a quick reminder, if you do have a question, comment, you want to come on and talk, please only press one if you're actually going to talk. So I see a couple others who have pressed one and have their hands up on the switchboard. So if you do want to talk and actually going to be there to talk, please, you know, let me know. And Going down to the next one, 213. And no one's there. Okay. So, as far as, like saying no, so, I mean, if you do get that kind of exposure, you know, how much effect do you think there'll be on, like, your self-confidence, and how would you want it to change your life if you did get something like that kind of exposure, whether it be a billboard or, you know, or a national ad or even a statewide ad? I mean, how would you, if you had a choice of how, like, you know, it would affect you, or whether it's just, you know, your lifestyle or self-confidence, like, what would, you know, your chosen outcome would be?
Well, one of the things, like, I'm not going to go and be like, oh, go on Fifth Avenue and you'll see my picture, you know? Like, I'm not going to be all, like, big-headed about it, you know? Like, that's just one thing, being, like, if you're going to be, like, a model and you're going to go for the big time, don't have a big head about it, you know? Be humble about, you know, the opportunity that you get, you know? Not everybody can get to do that, you know what I mean? So I think it would, you know, probably, you know, get a lot of attention, depending on what the picture is. But if it's a lot of negative attention, then it would, you know, it wouldn't be right by me. Or if people, you know, come up to me and be like, oh, you know, I saw you, I'm like, oh, thanks, you know, appreciate it, and just, like, walk away or whatever, you know. But, like, if it's going to get, like, a lot of negative, you know, energy, or, like, you know, people coming up to me and be like, oh, I really like your picture, and, you know, that's fine. But if there's just going to be just a bunch of dudes coming up to me and be like, oh, whatever, let's go on a date, and be like, no. Like, no, thank you. Just because you saw me on the billboard doesn't mean I'm going to go on a date with you, you know. Get real. but I just feel like, you know, it's going to be a big step to be on a billboard or in the magazine, or, you know, just something you can, you know, take a picture of, keep, you know. It's something that not everybody can do or, you know, can be proud of. So I think if I would ever be on a magazine or anything like that, I would be proud of myself, you know, like, look what I did, you know, look what I can do. And people don't have opportunities to do it, and some people pass it up, and they don't go out and try. So I think it would be a positive towards me and my self-esteem and things that I can do more in the modeling business.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, it's all about, you know, how you approach it, and there have been some people who, like you were saying about having a big head, I've had a couple of people who have never done modeling before who have just wanted to get into it, and who have, you know, emailed me or talked to, like, in different ways, who were a friend of theirs I've worked with, and they even want to get into it, and then once they hear their friend talking about it, have emailed me and say, hey, you know what, you're working, you know, my friend, and I'm going to get into it as well. But right away, they have that, you know, ego thing come in right away, saying, you know, I know I'm going to do this, you know, I want to be super famous, and can you give me, like, you know, $1 million deal within the first month? I said, well, I can't. I mean, it doesn't work that way. I mean, I can put yourself out there and have people look at it, and they may not like your look. And it just, I've had like two or three people who have done that to me too, saying, you know, they want, once they started, they want that, you know, $1 million deal, like, you know, the first month they started. I said, well, I can't promise you that. I say, you never know what's going to come up. I mean, if you get a huge deal right away, then great. I mean, but if you get, like, some small deals, you know, go ahead and go for it. And there's one girl in particular who I remember, who I talked to about, it's about a year ago, year and a half, a friend of hers recommended her to me, and we were talking back and forth through emails, and she told me, like, in one email, and this is basically one of the last times I talked to her, because I saw where I was going, and she told me that unless I was getting her a shoot for Wet Seal, her very first shoot, that, like, the first day we ever met, and then she wouldn't want to work with me. I said, well, that's not going to happen, because, yeah, exactly. I said, first of all, you don't have any professional pictures yet, you've never modeled before, you've never done anything, I mean, unless, and I just was being very straightforward with her, saying, you know, if you, unless you show me a portfolio that I can send to them and show them, then there's pretty much no chance for you to have that kind of offer like right away. And
she is tripping, crazy tripping. She needs to take her meds and take a nap, because that's not going to happen for your first time.
Yeah, because, I mean, I told her, I said, that's straight, and like I said, I was being very straightforward. I was not trying to be rude or disrespectful. I was just being very straightforward. I said, the likelihood of that happening your very first time showing up in a suit is very remote. And I said, there are models out there who are working right now, like Mia Tyler, Liv Tyler, I mean, Tyra Banks, who, they're not getting offers from YSL, so why do you think you can immediately walk in and get an offer from them where models have been doing for years still don't have that kind of offer available to them? So I told her, you know, we can start in developing your portfolio and get a few really good shots of you and then submit it to Comes to Death for their consideration, but for you to, like, expect that the very first time out as soon as you're starting, it's not completely realistic. I mean, it's great to have that kind of goal, and I always try to work towards a model's goal, but to think you can get that your first time out and you have no model features whatsoever, no kind of portfolio, it's not all that realistic and not really based here on planet Earth at all. So.
No, yeah, she's tripping. I mean, like, for my first shoot, like, it was just like, okay, you know, like, I wasn't really expecting anything, like, humongous or big or anything. It's just something to do, you know, see how, you know, maybe how far I can go or whatever. You know, I'm not expecting, like, my first shoot to be, oh, you know, the cover of this or in this magazine. Like, you know what? She's tripping. I don't know what kind of freaking party she went to the night before, but that's really retarded, because you're supposed to do this for, you know, fun, you know, to, like, go out there and do something different, and just to expect something on a drop of the hat is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about, you know, reasonable expectations, and so, and there's been some times where I work with, like, a model for a couple of months, and I put her pictures out there, and I've got a few people, you know, respond back with emails with questions, and then I, you know, answer the questions and see what goes on, and then nothing happens. And then other times where I've said the same thing, got some pictures together, sent them out, and I got, immediate responses where they said, is she available this week? Is she available, like, tomorrow? Can she, like, be there, like, you know, 9 a.m.? And I let them know, say, okay, well, she is available these days, and this is what she can do, and, as I'm talking to them, you know, I have my other phone. I'm texting her, letting you know what's going on, what's in the information, what they're saying, and everything. And it's all about how fast the interest is for you. So, I mean, it's really all about, even the most beautiful model possible with the best confidence, the best self-esteem, may still have to wait a little while to get, you know, that genuine attention and junior offers to come in to really get that, you know, that kind of focus from people who really want to use their look in whatever they're doing, whatever project, whether, you know, it's an ad or a show, you know, a gallery, anything like that. And that's why I try to let people know that, you know, that this is, you know, the process is for you to get out there and be promoted as well, to be seen. But I can always guarantee how quickly things are happening, because even though I do have projects and stuff I'm doing ongoing throughout the year, like every week, I can have two or three things going on the same week, as depending on how busy I am, two or three projects or, you know, stuff I'm doing and stuff I'm trying to get together and all this. Even though all that going on, I can always say that, oh, you're definitely going to get into this, you're definitely going to have this happen for you, this is definitely going to how it's going to be for you, because I really don't know, one, how you're going to be understood, or how, even with a person being photogenic, that may not always translate well to someone saying, oh, she's great, let's work with her immediately. So it's all depending on so many factors, and that's why I always try to tell people that, you know, there is a lot of patience involved, and it is a lot of work to really get your focus in what we want to do, and just know that, you know, if you're not getting everything you want right away, that it does take some time, and it's all about just, you know, knowing that you're doing the right thing by just sticking with it and really going forward and knowing your goals are and knowing how to really focus your energy on really being a good model and just letting your personality flourish and just being really out there with it as far as, you know, expressing who you are. And one thing that comes up a lot, and as far as, like I said, it's all about the model's goals. Now, you mentioned that you would, like, never really want to do, like, swimsuit modeling because you just not really comfortable with that. Like, what are the kind of stuff that you, like, would pretty much not do, you know, besides, you know, some of the obvious stuff?
You know, I have a little tummy, so I don't think being in a bikini would be totally hot. So maybe the bathing suits I have are kind of like a tube top kind of thing that ties my stomach and that has a little skirt, which I'm comfortable with. They're kind of like big girl bathing suits, which is fine. You know, you cover your my problem is my stomach. Okay, it covers my stomach. That's fine. I'm comfortable. I can't be this, like, little teeny thing, you know, like, one of those, like, thongs or whatever. Yeah, I know that's not going to happen. But, like, something, you know, I'm not going to do the whole nude thing. I'm not going to, you know, I don't know about the whole, like, how do you say it, lingerie thing. Because I got some cute lingerie, but, you know, it's kind of like the corset with the little, you know, booty shorts, you know. Which would be, you know, would be fine, you know, for, like, a girl, big girl ad for, you know, cute lingerie stuff. And sometimes, you know, you go to Walmart and you can't find the right bra, so you have to go to, like, Frederick's of Hollywood, and that's where I shop. And they have the cute stuff for big girls, you know, and they just, it's kind of hard to find stuff in, you know, size 11 or size 10 or whatever. But I can, you know, but it's kind of iffy, you know. I'm not just going to do, like, bra panties. Like, it has to cover, you know, the little poochy stomach I have. So, what else? You know, sports ads, you know, like, modeling probably, like, a Dodger t-shirt or something would be fine. Or, you know, because I actually played golf throughout high school and a year of college. So modeling some new golf equipment wouldn't be too bad. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And like you said, it's really about what you're comfortable with. Because I've had girls the same size as you are who have done swimsuits, lingerie, underwear size. I mean, it all depends on where the model is as far as what she wants to do. And it's just funny because some people really... Whenever they think of, like, lingerie and underwear models, they think of Victoria's Secret the most. As far as, you know, people I talk to, they always think of Victoria's Secret models who are, you know, they are, you know, some of them who are a little bit thick and curvy. But also, if they have to look also at Frederick's, where the girls are a little bit bigger, who are naturally curvy and, you know, naturally gifted in places. So, I mean, it's really about how far... model wants to go as far as, you know, putting herself out there, you know, rather than literally. And,
yeah.
But, I mean, it's really, and like I said, it's really about comfort. And I've had, and that's another concern that comes up a lot with new models who are just starting out, who, even models who've been doing it for a while still have the same concern that, but being asked to do something they don't want to do. And something I stress over and over again is that, you know, if you're getting started and you getting these offers in and people telling you, oh, you should do this, you should totally do Victoria's Secret, you should totally do Feathers, you should come do the, you know, this swimsuit with me. And I mean, you know, those offers can be very good and they do pay well. If you don't want to do it, don't feel like you're forced to, but even though you may get several of those offers in, because if you're doing it just to be paid and but you're hating at the time, then it's not really good for you to do that, because you end up having a huge regret and just feeling really uncomfortable and realizing that you made a mistake. And it's way more important for you to feel good about what you're doing rather than just doing it because, oh, well, you know, it's a paying gig, so I might as well do it, even though I'm going to hate it later. And oh, I'm never going to use pictures or even see the pictures, or, well, you know, my parents are never going to find out, or, you know, it's like it's, they're never going to see this anyway, so I might as well just go ahead and do it. But it's far better to even, to
sometimes,
really,
like,
you know,
sleep. It kind of depends on, like, the outfit, though. Like, if it's going to be lingerie and if you're a big girl and you don't like to show your stomach like I do, wear a corset, something that kind of hides it, you know? I mean, there's sexy stuff out there that can cover, you know, your stomach, or, you know, a dress that's long enough to hold, you know, side your thighs if you don't like it, you know? And if you're not comfortable, you know, you can feel it, you know, in the attitude, and you can see it in the pictures that you're just not into it. So then if you're going to go into something that you're not comfortable in, you know, you can totally see it. And then the person doesn't want to work with you because you're not, you know, yourself. You don't feel comfortable, or you don't feel pretty.
Yeah, exactly. It's all, you know, because that discomfort really shows through in the pictures and end up not really working out on either end. And there's been a couple times where I've worked with models who are, you know, like I said, who are rather curvy, who they want to go ahead and do a swimsuit suit, but they had those kind of concerns to where one took a model who did a swimsuit suit. She's about a size 11, 13, so where she really wanted to do it. She felt confident, but her problem was, you know, she felt that that her chest was a little too big. So, like, before the suit, I talked to her about it and everything, and see, the swimsuit designer was, like, really, you know, really wanting her to, you know, feel comfortable, so we ended up getting a swimsuit top that was actually about two sizes too big, just to get, you know, make sure it covered her. And that way she feels more comfortable, that way she's not, you know, nothing, you know, popping out, or, you know, no headlight shots in a swimsuit at all. And it's the same thing with the model. Like I said, I'm not going to mention her name because I don't want to, like, embarrass her or anything like that. To where she actually did some lingerie work, but she had, you know, a little confidence problem when it came to her chest again, and also to her thighs. So on the shoot, we actually, what we ended up doing is kind of same kind of thing, to where she did have a corset that she was wearing, but it still was showing a little more cleavage than she wanted to. So see her and her sister came with her to the suit. Basically, they went to the dressing room, and what they ended up doing, this is going to sound horrible and painful, but what they ended up doing is actually duct taping her girls down to keep them in control.
Oh, my goodness, that would hurt so bad. I would be no, you're not putting that tape around me, sorry. I'll just deal with it. Just get that tape away from me.
But, I mean, it's just something, but what people don't realize is that, because actually that trick, that duct tape trip actually is coming handy for many models, and actually I got the idea originally from a girlfriend that I was dating for a long time who's a dancer, and she had the same kind of problem to where she did have, you know, a little bit secret shape to where she was like a size 9, 11, to where she was half curvy, but she also, you know, was very, you know, she had a lot of cleavage, so many times before she went out for a dance audition or so, as much as I hated doing this to her, we did have to duct tape her girls down because the casting directors, you know, didn't want girls who are overly gifted. So, I mean, it got to the point where, as far as the dancer, to where she actually got turned down because there's like a couple of casting directors who straight up told us, you know, we love your dance and everything, but your chest is way too huge. We need someone who, you know, can really have a little more, even though she was proportional, they felt that she could be like a little more proportional, like, you know, tone them down a little bit, to where she went back, like, you know, a couple hours later, and like after her little adjustment, and they said, okay, that's better, you know, well, I don't know what she put on, but that's fine, and she got the job. And sometimes that's what models have to do, or dancers, or actresses, you know, kind of, you know, make sure they get with it. But yeah, it is rather painful, and I know I would not want to do it if I was a girl in that position. But yeah, I mean, for that corset, to where she felt that so comfortable, to where she put it on and tried it on and took a look at it, and she was pouring out of it a little more than she wanted to. Even though it did cover, it just still a little more than was than she wanted to be seen. So they went in, took care of it, and got it a little more under control, and to where it got to where she really felt comfortable, and to where it really it did show, you know, it did show her shape, but not to the point where she can feel like, you know, she was jumping out of anything. So I mean,
yeah,
it's really about, you know, but sometimes that's what, you know, a girl has to do, just, you know, get things done. And also, like, also about her thighs, to where she felt a little, you know, confidence issue with her thighs, to where, but this time, it made her thigh issue was mainly because from having kids, to where there's a little, you know, a little maternal showing in her thighs, so we basically ended up, that was, you know, a little bit of easier and less painful things. She just ended up having some body makeup and just going in and, you know, basically covering up spots here and there, to where that was pretty, you know, painless and very easy. So, but like I said, you know, we came up with a solution that really worked for her, to where she felt comfortable and that where she can really do it and go for it. And these shots came out really well, and she was very happy, and her confidence there in the suit, and the piece ended up coming out very well, and the designer they were working with and the actor going in, they came out very well, to the point where, I mean, no one could ever guess that, you know, we did what we had to do to for the pictures. But but cause even her boyfriend seeing the pictures didn't believe that we had to do that, you know, because he can see that there's something different, but he still didn't believe that we had to do that drastic of a mesh, because he figured it was just the corset that was, you know,
yeah,
basically packing her in.
No,
yeah,
there's duct tape involved.
Yeah, there's duct tape and, you know, a little adjustments here and there, and it was just funny because he was, like, laughing. He, like, seriously laughing for about, you know, 5-10 minutes when, because I was there when she told him, and then after a couple of minutes, he was, like, asking, he said, didn't, you know, then the boyfriend part of him kicked in, saying, well, who put the tape on? Because I know Herbert was there, and I know, like, you should be there, and there's, like, some designers there. Who exactly was tipping your girls down exactly? And she said, don't worry, it was my sister.
Calm down.
No, no one else saw me, relax. Yeah, that's another thing, another issue that's come up is sometimes where I am working with, the majority of what people I'm working with are female models, and even though I do have about 10 to 50% of people I'm working with are guys, but the vast majority are women, and that's another thing that's come up is not only boyfriends and husbands, but also family involvement, to where some families are... Most families are, like, very supportive and very into it. They really are encouraging. Some are have reservations, to where even with some adult models, to where sometimes the parents, you know, aren't that sure about them getting into it, and which is why I tell people, you know, if you're, you know, your boyfriend, your husband, your mom, your dad, your sister, your uncle, your aunt, your best friends, second cousins, whatever, you know, whoever's involved with you and supporting you in your career, if they, like, ever have an issue or they don't feel comfortable, they have questions for me, just go ahead and let me know and go ahead and, you know, like, have them email me, have them call me. You know, if they are to the point where they don't want you to do it at all, then that's really up to you and them and how you work it out. And, you know, I don't want to be the cause of any kind of issue between someone in their lives. And so, I mean, that's something that's always really important, to have that, you know, support system in there, to have people... We're going to be there to support you through this and know that you're going to be pursuing this as much as you want to or as little as you want to, depending on where you are in your life. And as far as I know that when we did our shoot, your boyfriend was there and he was being supportive. He was, like, really getting into it and, you know, maybe asking me questions as well. As far as your family, what kind of, like, family support have you gotten so far as now that you're, like, getting started and everything?
My mom, she's actually really supportive. She was kind of shocked at first. She was like, what, you a model? You're not a size 2? And I'm all like, yeah. She's all like, well, is this, like, a real thing? Like, or is it just, you know, she's, like, kind of skeptical about it, but, you know, like, after a while, and she saw a couple of pictures, she's just like, oh, those are nice, you know, and I told my grandpa that I was going to, you know, be on the radio, and I told him he was at the house when I went to go and do my first shoot, and he's just like, all right, have fun, you know, be safe, and wear clothes, and other than that, yeah, pretty much everybody's supportive, and they just, you know, they just tell me, be careful, or, you know, like, because they don't know where, you know, what I'm going, what I'm wearing, you know, and if I was going to do, like, any, like, lingerie, like, I wouldn't see my grandpa see it, like, he'll have a heart attack or something, you know, like, I wouldn't have to see, like, the present, the, like, you know, the decent ones, but, you know, my mom, she's just like, oh, you might get free stuff, and I'm all like, okay, thanks for that info. She's just like, yeah, then you don't have to spend all your money on clothes, and then I'm just like, thanks. But other than that, she's really supportive, you know, she's cool about it. I look like my dad more than I do my mom, and everybody's just like, where's your mom? I'm like, oh, that white girl over there, and I'm a little brown, so they're like, what? So I do not look like nothing like her, and everybody's like, oh, you're adopted. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not. But other than that, everybody's supportive, and everybody, like, comment my pictures on, like, Facebook, oh, that's so pretty, and then, so everybody's supportive. I haven't really got any negative other than just be careful, you know, there's old pervs out there and all this other stuff. But, yeah, everything's pretty good.
I mean, it's like I'm messing, you know, I hear that a lot from models who are just starting out, even models who've been doing it for a while. They, you know, their families have their concerns, and it's, like I said, I'm always, people who've known me for a while or people who know that I'm very, very protective that they want to work with, and to the point of being, like, overprotective, which where if, when they're getting incantation or from anywhere, I always, like, you know, always ask questions, really get into the info, make sure that it's going to be in the best interest of the model, to make sure it's something that's going to, you know, affect your, I mean, it's not so much that I'm worried about the model being hurt anyway, but just the pictures being seen now somewhere where it's not going to look great for the model, it's not going to reflect the model in a positive way, so I'm always about the model having a positive experience in their model career, whether that modeling careers, maybe they want to do it for like a year or two, you know, maybe they just try it out for a little while to see how they feel about it, or it is something they have a little more permanent goal of it, where this is absolutely possibly what they want to do full-time. I always, you know, make sure that anything comes up is always in the model's best interest, and pretty much anyone I work with knows that once I start putting pictures up on the websites or all the networks, and then I'm on, I can emails a lot from different people who are like, you know, they, you know, tell me that, oh, I love the models look, and, you know, they look great, anything, what is he doing, you know, what kind of modeling is he up for this, and I always respond, you know, very, you know, professionally and very direct, saying, you know, she's, you know, a little bit of this, this is what she's going to do, and I've had people, you know, get upset with me because they can, you know, say, you know, you're not her father, so why are you acting like this? It's like, you know what, for all intents and purposes, you know, yeah, I'm going to be her father because I want to make sure that she's going to be, you know, in a situation that's going to be good for her, that's going to be, you know, seen in a positive light. It's going to be, it's an offer that's, you know, actually going to help her and not hinder it anyway. So, I mean, I really, you know, that's why a lot of time going through emails and messages, it's all about filtering out all the pervs, the creepers, and, you know, and, anyone that's, you know, not going to help the model actually do something positive. And it all goes back to self-confidence, you know. If it's not going to help the model feel better about him or herself, or feel better about what they're doing and really getting some modeling further, then it's not something I'm going to recommend. And if I feel a little questionable about it, I'll talk to the model about it, and I'll voice my concerns, and then it's really up to the model. And if the model is, you know, a teenager and their parents are involved, I do the same thing. You know, especially if they're, like, you know, a teenager and their parents are have to approve everything, I definitely talk to your parents. And even if the model herself is in love with the concept, in love with the offer, if their parents don't want them to do it, then they don't do it. And I tell them, you know, it's really up to what your mom or dad wants you to do. So if no matter how much you love with, you are with the offer or concept or whatever is going on, if your parent doesn't want you to do it, then it's not going to happen. And even with adult models who are, you know, over 18, they still have that very strong connection with their parents. And I've had models tell me that, you know, and, this model who I was talking to a few months ago who got an offer to do a couple of swimsuit suits, and she told me that, yes, she loved to do it, but her family is not really supportive of, you know, her being, you know, and doing swimsuit modeling, and she, like, maybe it should a little bit later on once she, like, does some more of the work and to, let me know, like, where she is as far as that. And I told her, you know what, it's fine if that's really what, where you are as far as, you know, getting that kind of work, even though she's, like, interested in possibly at some point. And I told her, you know, if you are interested in what we can do, we can talk about it again later on or in a couple months or maybe next year, like, whenever you feel up to it. It's really about where you are. And I've had several models who did do some swimsuit work to where they weren't comfortable with the set-off swimsuits, where, because pretty much anyone I work with, and they know I don't do G-strings, I don't do, like, belly dress swimsuits. I extremely rarely do thongs. I mean, don't tell them I ever do thong swimsuits, is that maybe there's, like, a wrap around the bottom, so they kind of cover, and maybe only do partial, but it's like I said, I'm very strict about it, to where, even with a few times where I've had a model who did a swimsuit with, like, four strip bottoms or brief bottoms, where they still weren't, like, totally comfortable with it, to where they went, like, a little, like, half cover, and to where, you know, basically, I went in and talked to the designer and the project manager who's doing it, and talked to them about maybe switching up a little bit to where, you know, to where we can go and do the suit, but not really to do it at a certain angle to where the model's comfortable. And for the most part, they're really, you know, they're really good about, you know, changing it to where the model's a little more comfortable. And then, and one in particular, to where having to do the suit, she was a little more confident to where we did to do some more shots at different angles, and to where she was comfortable showing the back of the suit, and to where it's all about where the model is. I mean, I'd rather a model yell at me about something and say, you know what, I hate this, I don't want to do this, I'm not comfortable, like, get me out of here, it's like, don't talk to me anymore. I can tell everyone, I'd rather you yell at me, like, hit me with a pillow to make sure that I know that exactly where you are as far as what you're feeling, what's going on, then for you to do it, and like we said, it's like, it's really about where you are and how much really want to do it. And if you don't feel comfortable, you just let me know. Cause I'd rather you offend me, yelling and cursing me, rather than you to shut up and say nothing. So, I mean, it's really about, you know, just speaking up and really being vocal at all times, to where even something that my mom wants to do is say, hey, I got this idea, this offer for you, it's for this, you know, it's for this one, you know, club or outfit, and here's, you know, a sample picture, and here's, you know, to where if the model has, like, any reservations about, you know, the sample picture of the outfit, say, well, that looks good and everything, but can you, like, maybe, like, something like this, you know, maybe you can tweak a little bit to where, you know, the neckline's not this way, and maybe, like, change a little bit to where, you know, make it a little more comfortable for them, and say, I personally don't have a problem, like, going in and asking them to do that and make the changes to make it more approachable to the model, to make sure they know she's getting what she wants as far as focusing on her coming along, what she's doing. So, and that's why, like I said, you know, it's all about being vocal and let me know where you are and tell me at all times. Like I said, I'd rather be offended and, like, you yelling at me and just, like, you know, biting my head off if you have to, rather than you just sit there and just, like, you know, sit there and just, you know, be angry at me or the person you're hiring you, or just say, you know, have a show up on the shoot and, like, you know, to a point where you, like, have that huge regret afterwards. And just to let everyone know on the switch word, we do have about 5 minutes left on the show. So I'm giving everyone who is calling on the switch word your last possible chance to let me know if you have any questions, any concerns, any thoughts or anything that would come in and let me know. I did have a few people message me, ask me a few questions, but since there's so many of them, I really am not going to try even to get to all of them. But if you do have a question, please call in. That way I can, like, I can answer at least a couple on the air. Because I am getting, like, a flood of messages through the chat room. So there's, like, really too many that to answer. And there's several we did answer. That's why I asked those questions. So there are several questions I did see come up, and we did answer through our conversation. So if you do have any more that I haven't, that we haven't answered yet, or that you have come up, please go and ask either in the chat room or on the switchboard. And as I said, go and press 1 if you do want to come on really quick. Like I said, we have about 4 minutes. So if you do have a question, we want to keep it to one question and one question only. That way, if give people a chance to be heard and get the question in, and that way you have time to go ahead and close up the show before the end of the hour here. But yeah, so just let me know. Right now, I don't see anyone on the switchboard coming out, but I do have several callers. And I did see a couple of hands go up. So if you do want to talk, just go ahead and press 1 again to let me know you have something to say or something else. And if not, I'm going to say thank you to Rebecca for coming in with me and talking to me on the show today. You will be yeah, you will be seeing Rebecca come up on the site, which is herbertbrownphotography.com. So make sure you keep a lookout for Rebecca. She's going to be out there and seeing her pictures come up and as a future model. And that way everyone can see, you know, what a gorgeous woman she is and how amazing she is and what a great model she is and how gorgeous she is. And did I say gorgeous? Okay, I did.
Yes.
But, yeah, so any my last thoughts you want to say or kind of throw out there?
Just about the whole, like, tattoos and piercings. Like, I could take my lip ring out, and you don't see my tongue ring. So, I mean, you know, my one tattoo that I have, it's pretty easy to cover up. You know, it's a little color on it and dark and stuff. But, you know, I'm comfortable with it. It's fine. So.
But, yeah, like I said, as far as piercing tattoos, it hasn't really been a major issue working with different models. A lot of models I'm working with do have tattoos and piercings and different things. So, I mean, maybe, like, a few times it has come up to where we did have to cover up a tattoo. Or, like, a few times we had there's a model work with. Last year we did a swimsuit ad for our girl in the Bay Area. For designer who came down here to do some suits with a few models to where she had to have surgery this was a couple of years ago, and to where the suit came up within a few weeks of the surgery, so the scar was still there, it's still visible, and she also had tattoos, so we had to go in and basically edit everything out and cover the scars where it, like, never showed up on the suit and never came up. So, I mean, like I said, like I tell everyone, regularly, if you have tattoos, if you have piercings, don't really stress over too much. If it becomes an issue, we'll talk about it. We'll go over it and see, you know, see what can be done and what can happen as far as taking it out or changing it up or covering it up. And there's a model I did some work with who she did some face modeling for a makeup artist who she did have several piercings. She had, like, a couple of rings and snake bites. She had a nose ring. So the snake bites, you couldn't really take out because she had just got those in. So basically what we had to do is she went and took the lip ring out of the nose ring. And it was a full makeup shoot. So basically we were focusing on her face the entire time. So basically for her snake bites, we had to go in and then had to go in and add them out each one, each time for each which the makeup artist we're going to use. So, I mean, something like that to where it was an issue, but it was easy covered and to where, because the snake bites weren't that big. I mean, they're, like, you know, still small before I just went in and covered up and wasn't really a problem. So we're basically at the end of the show. So just want to say thank you one last time to Rebecca. And if anyone has questions, feel free to message me after the show or keep a lookout for Rebecca on the site, and I'll be definitely looking for more soon and get some offers out there for her. And thank you very much.
All right, thank you.